Senior care is doomed. Or not, that depends on who you talk to. Lawmakers in our state agree that senior care is a better prescription drug program than Medicare Part D for about 105,000 Wisconsin seniors.
Wisconsin is the only state in the nation that has senior care in addition to Medicare Part D.
That's State Senator Bob Jauch. At a Capitol budget hearing, State Health Secretary Kevin Hayden told Jauch what he's telling the feds in order to convince them to save senior care.
We believe that the senior care saves over $404 million for the federal government. And the total savings are close to $700 million. As we look forward,
Hayden also wants the U.S. Health Secretary to know that many low-income seniors who currently use senior care will not be eligible for Part D, so they won't be able to afford their medication and they'll go without. Meanwhile, after a recent meeting with U.S. Health Secretary staffers, Congressman Steve Kagan said another waiver to extend senior care does not look hopeful at all. And State Representative Leah Vukmir had recently sent out a press release saying that senior care is as good as dead, so we should plan accordingly. But at the joint finance hearing, Senator Lena Taylor said she's not ready to give up on senior care just yet, but she did ask Hayden about a plan B, just in case. He said they don't have a backup plan, but they can whip up something if need be.
We have within our department very talented technical experts that if I ask them, you know, we need to develop this new product or new business strategy because of some change in legislation, this team can be mobilized quickly to do that. And obviously, we think about the impact of not having senior care.
Hayden said he'll also talk with the U.S. Health Secretary about the impact on real lives with the demise of senior care. Lieutenant Governor Barbara Lawton also remains optimistic after her visit to Washington, D.C., saying it appears that Secretary Leavitt is leaving the door ajar. Without the extension, senior care will expire at the end of June. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.